Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
There is not at this time.
Okay. Is there any from any of the members of the board?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting of July the 12th.
So moved.
Don't have them yet.
I haven't seen them.
One email?
They're not done yet.
Okay. I'll retract that motion.
And have a new one too.
Make a motion to forward that matter of business to the next regular meeting.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we wait until our next regular meeting to approve both. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents, and if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board. The board will then direct the question to the appropriate person. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, those items are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board in the office for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off or put it on silent mode during the duration.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 10,657, Steven Sisbalski, east of Front Street, 100 feet north of Mallard Street, being lot 107 within Joseph Short subdivision. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening.
Up here first. Name and address, please.
Excuse me.
Steve Sisbalski. My address or the subject address?
Either one.
705 South Center Court, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
All right. And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. All I'm here this evening representing Richard and Elizabeth Capasso, the owners of the subject premises. Richard and Elizabeth Capasso purchased a bayfront beach property improved by a wood frame single family detached dwelling constructed upon driven wood pilings in September of 2001. The existing house was constructed encroaching into the 10-foot north side yard setback by almost 2 feet and encroaching into the 30-foot west front yard setback by almost 2 feet, and so was nonconforming when originally purchased by the Capassos. The owners desire to erect a balcony, which is 8 feet in depth, extending the full length of the west front wall of the dwelling, with a perpendicular staircase returning to grade level down the south side of the dwelling, where the existing side yard setback is conforming and no variance is necessary. The twofold purpose of the balcony is the quiet enjoyment of the surrounding nature preserve and is secondarily an additional fire egress pathway from the dwelling. The lot is typical of the neighborhood. It's a basic rectangle with front footage of 50 plus or minus linear feet, a depth of 200 plus or minus linear feet, and an area of slightly less than a quarter of an acre. The lot itself has no new unique circumstance or exceptional practical difficulty related to the configuration of the lot. However, the original location of the existing house upon the lot presents a unique circumstance and exceptional practical difficulty of the non-conforming existing setbacks. Because of the existing non-conforming setbacks, the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance. The requested variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of a balcony and a secondary fire egress pathway at the west front wall of the dwelling. The non-conforming existing setbacks were caused at the original construction of the dwelling and not by the Capassos, who simply purchased an existing improved property. The requested setback variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of any of the adjacent properties, and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The requested north yard setback variance from 10 feet to 8 feet and the requested west front yard setback variance from 30 feet to 20 feet represents the very least modification possible of the regulations at issue and is necessary to afford the Capassos their requested relief. Thank you.
Mr. Spolsky, there's only one entrance, is that correct, to this home?
Yes, sir.
And that is?
That is currently from the south side of the home. The intent is to have additional egress or doors put in the west or the front wall of the home, so that they can access the balcony and then the egress staircase to grade. The home inside has one long hallway with four bedrooms, so that it's indeed possible for there to be a blockage from fire egress from the bedrooms that are on the west side of the property.
And according to the pictures that you've submitted, it appears this house is on pilings.
Yes, sir.
And to exit from the windows would be difficult and even dangerous. Is that your
yes.
suggestion? Okay. And when was? Do you know when the structure was built?
No, I do not.
Okay. So,
no fire egress windows in it. I would assume that it certainly predates the 90s.
I think it's the 80s. Sometime in the
80s. And the CO was issued?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
thank you in advance for addressing the standards for granting a variance.
Thank you.
Not only verbally, but in writing.
All five of them. Aye, sir.
And thank you in advance for not building the deck and then coming in.
Yes. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, is there any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Of course, okay. Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Sapolsky has certainly addressed the standard for granting a variance, and I have to agree with what he has suggested. Without going through each individual one. But I do have to agree it's unique. It wasn't created by the applicant. Necessary to afford reasonable use because of only one entrance, minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,657.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,657. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.